Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
No one should have to decide if they can afford life-saving care. Expanding Medicaid would bring billions in federal funding back to our state. It helps stabilize rural hospitals providing critical care. Text BETTER to 46839.
The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Indeed, it is Thursday, almost to the finish line of the work week, and Mississippi Sports Today is on your radio for the rest of the 9 o'clock hour, presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola, originating from the Servpro Studio with our trio of Thursday hosts. Good to welcome back Drew Bell, Tupelo Country Club.
Good morning,
always
gentlemen.
A pleasure to see. Golf clap for Drew, guys. That's too much.
Okay,
needs to be. Yes.
The warm weather is on the way, guys. It's coming. I promise.
It's not here today.
It sure ain't.
So I got a picture on my Facebooks of 3 years ago today. It was 91 degrees.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, 90. What I wouldn't give right now for 91.
We got golf weather next week. We're going to talk more about, of course, golf and all things that Drew's got on his mind today. Also alongside today, David Dillard, who had a late night in Oxford.
Early morning, late night, whatever we need to call it. Yeah.
Yep. And you had an interesting experience you're going to tell us about. A first ever, and you've been doing these games for 30 years.
It was my first time to be
first time.
In the middle of it. Yeah.
Okay, good. We're going to get to that in just a bit. Will Kohlmeyer, affectionately known as Chad Chatterman, also in the house with his
good morning, fellas.
Constant gear on today.
He doesn't get the golf clap. He gets the big.
Yeah. You rah-rah. Yes, please,
right.
And thank you.
He is a golfer.
Holding up an auction paddle that says hooray.
Yes.
When Will is introduced.
Yeah, we should.
Hooray. Indeed, we should.
Yes.
Join the conversation today on our Elite Realty text line at 331-2508. Some housekeeping notes. The 7 Days for the Troops event is coming up on March 20th. That will feature Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth.
That's a big get.
That's impressive. And John Logan from MedPlus was in studio with me earlier this morning. He's one of the MedPlus, one of the supporters of the event. He was telling me that this was arranged like last summer, before
he was ever Secretary of Defense,
before the election.
Wow!
So back then, Pete Hegseth charged a pretty penny, my friend, to come speak at your event. Those Fox contributors,
yeah,
they moonlight. Now.
Wow. Kind of like, it's not as much as Will charging.
I was going to say that, DD. I was like, that's kind of Kohlmeyer.
That's my freelance.
You're getting into that Kohlmeyer range now.
Yeah, Kohlmeyer money.
Are you pulling down six figures now for speaking engagement?
That would be nice.
At least.
I don't know if it's
counting the decimal point.
I don't know if it's top secret that I divulge this, but now as Secretary of Defense, he cannot charge.
I didn't know that.
Oh. I didn't either. So Pete Hegseth, March 20th, this event. And we're going to be live with Super Talk Network and Gerard Gibbert starting at 10 that morning from the Antler, where this event will take place. It's a sold-out event, but we want to sort of obviously highlight this, you know, huge event. And our friends at Mitchell Distributing, our friends at Sprout Insurance, Tim Tubb and company, and our friends at MedPlus have contributed to making this happen, our Super Talk broadcast on the 20th. On the Gerard Gibbert Show. Hopefully we have Pete on with us.
Well, that would be something.
How about
that sponsorship is so key, too, especially, like you said, Craig, it's not a freebie.
When they told me, they told me the Secretary of Defense was coming to speak, and I was like, Reggie White?
That's the minister.
The late Reggie White.
Yeah, the minister.
They thought he passed.
Yeah.
The Minister of Defense, you're right. Yesterday we had a great time with boxing nicknames. Anyway, the phone lines blew up. All-time greatest boxing nicknames. Mm. It seems that sport has more.
Yeah.
Right? And also better ones. But if you want to go a different direction today, we could try another sport.
Hmm. What are you guys thinking?
Baseball's had some good ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Totally.
Since we're in baseball season, right? All right. Best all-time baseball nicknames.
What comes to your mind right away when you baseball? Shoot when us. You just said baseball, I had the hammer. What Hank Aaron got? Came right to my mind.
Hammer
right
and
away.
Hank.
Hammer and Hank. Hank. What about you guys?
The Splendid Splinter.
Ooh. Paul Splittorff?
No.
Used to pitch for the Royals back in the 70s, early 80s.
And?
Goose, what was Rivera?
Goose Gossage.
Mariano Rivera. What was his nickname?
Mm-hmm. Well, you call it Good Night when he would come in.
Yeah.
Good Night.
Good Night, Mariano.
How about Charlie Hustle? Did somebody say that?
No. That's Charlie, a good one. Right? Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
Yeah.
One of the all-timers. All right.
Oh.
The Big Hurt.
There it is.
Oh,
there
Frank
it is.
Thomas.
There
you
go. There it is. Yeah. I got it.
What you got?
Mr. Sandman.
There you go.
That's
good
right.
Night. There you
that's
go.
And they played that when he came out,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah. All right, get in your best ever baseball nicknames. Mm. It's not like we don't have a lot else to discuss.
I just got to say, we got a lot of meat on the bones today.
Yeah. We just got Polar Bear Pete Alonso, the Polar Bear.
How about the Big
it's
Hurt?
Very cute. Shoeless Joe Jackson.
We did the Big Hurt.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm.
George Sparky Anderson.
Yeah, Sparky.
Whitey Herzog.
Whitey?
Yeah.
Okay. We could go on and on.
We could.
All right. But let's move to our headlines.
Wait, hold on. Cecil Fielder. Big Daddy.
Okay.
Big Daddy.
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy. Big Daddy. Jamin is the man. Rebels take down the number 4 Vols in Oxford last night. 78-76. Brakefield propelled the Rebs. He came on strong late, did he not? Scoring all of his 19 points in the final 11 minutes.
It's been a long time since I've seen a player take over a game like that.
On
senior night.
Yes.
Just talked
you
about
can't,
it.
You can't write that. And he's just a really good guy. I mean, he's, you know, the stories are out there that, you know, the kid that he's mentoring, that he's moved to Oxford, to, you know, it's just a good guy.
Yep. And so last night in the waning, and it was in doubt till the last shot.
3 seconds. Oh, 3 seconds.
Yeah. So PA announcer, Mr. McKay.
Yes.
Tells the students and everyone else.
Stay off the floor.
Repeatedly.
Yes.
Stay off the floor.
Before the end?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, as soon as the game.
Okay,
but
okay.
Just to back that up a little bit, I did baseball yesterday, so I didn't direct the game last night. So I went over to the arena to kind of help out at the end because we knew we were doing a Sports Center interview and all. And Alvin Ivey, AI of our show fame, needed a tripod, so I kind of staged everything for him because I knew he was going to be running on the court. And so I'm down in the, if you're looking at it from the camera, I'm on the left side in the far tunnel. Mm. And all the security guards just show up. All the yellow vests show up all at once. And they're huddled up and they're making this plan. And I'm thinking, I don't think the plan's going to matter. You know, and so they're stringing out the rope and they're getting everything and getting everybody. And they kind of held them back. They did okay.
At first, it was like more like a court sprinkle.
It was court gathering.
It was a court sprinkle.
A point gathering at center court.
It was a mist.
And then chaos reigned.
So when Florida left the floor, Tennessee left the floor.
The officials came out through our huddle or through the tunnel where I was. So I saw Doug Shouse go by, and he's usually the third one. And I had gotten word that we didn't need said tripod, so it's sitting over to the side. So I go out to try to help AI get through the mess to not get run over. And then I hear, oh, wait, we need the tripod. So then I got to run back, grab this tripod. I took some poor dude's shoulder out. I don't know who that was. I apologize now.
You got rough, huh?
Well, I mean, everybody's pouring onto the court. Now I've got my pass, so they're letting me through. I get up there, and I get set up, and I don't realize we're still on the air, so I grab the spare headset that we're going to do the interview with, and I'm like, hey, turn it on. I think the Lord, our audio guy, Michael, had us down.
Potted it down. Oh,
because
my gosh.
I'm like yelling, open the spare. And I didn't realize, I see Reese and Jimmy still talking, and I think they're just talking.
Yes.
I thought we'd already thrown out. No, we're still live. That's still going on.
Oh.
So we get the headset set. We get the tripod up. Now I'm wedged between AI with his tripod and the desk, and I'm not a small individual. Here comes the team. They come over the top of the desk. Brakefield's standing on the desk. Mm. We get him down. Brakefield's a tall dude, too. I'm 6 feet,
huge.
And I'm looking up at him.
Huge.
Now here comes the team. Now here's fans wanting to take pictures with Reese Davis. We're throwing them out of the way. I'm, like, playing security guard. I'm doing a little bit of everything.
It's toss a fan night.
I chunked a couple of guys out of the way. So we have this little small POV camera that we sit there. We point at it. was getting trampled. I'm trying to save it. Here comes Malik Dia over the side of the desk, standing up, yelling. And he drops down. It was a really chaotic 3 minutes. Rosemary was at the game, comes down and takes a picture. And I am...
Are they going to get fined?
Yeah, that's the question.
I think they will.
Right. I mean, if you try your darndest to keep the people off, and then it sounded like it was a little
picture.
Bit of a delayed. It was a delayed storming because Tennessee
tried everything, but I still think they'll get dinged. If we got dinged,
what do they do?
If we got dinged in football for the half storm before Georgia when they made everybody leave again, we're going to get dinged.
Craig, I have an old basketball historical book at home, and the pictures of they used to play in those nets. You remember seeing those? They used to play in a net back in like the 30s and 40s. Maybe just gonna bring up fences and nets that, you know, keep the
so one more thing. We've talked about Mike Grissom, who's been with us forever.
Yeah.
So he's the other handheld guy. So I see him walking up, and Mike wears glasses when he shoots. Mike doesn't have his glasses on. And AI goes, "His glasses are gone." Where are your glasses? They're back there somewhere.
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
Oh, man.
But you got these guys that have cables. They're camera operators. They've got cables behind them. They've got two utilities with them that are helping them.
A lot of expensive stuff.
But you
stuff.
Can't keep that stuff off the ground.
No.
And so everybody, AI would take a step and kind of fall back. So we finally got him. AI did a phenomenal job. Mike did a phenomenal
David
job.
David is marked safe from the court storm.
I am marked safe from the court storm.
Glad to hear.
No less for wear.
Hey, Reese Davis said, and I've heard other TV and other, you know, highlight guys say, well, they'll save that $250 for the NIL.
Jeez. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
This is money if they get fined, and they're already going to get fined. They already got fined for Georgia for football and one other, I think.
Yeah.
It's money that's reallocated when the SEC stipend comes every year of the $50 million or whatever it is. X amount of dollars will go to Georgia, and X amount will probably go to Tennessee after last night. And they may not get fined. I don't know.
Yeah, but we'll see.
We'll see.
All right, in his second season. Well, this has been impressive for Coach Chris Beard, is it not?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. That's why his name surfaced last month, even for Indiana's job. Got 5 wins over top 25 teams from 3 different power conferences. Of course, the SEC, the ACC with that win against Louisville, and then you got the Big 12 as well. So they've also, all importantly, have locked up that single bye in the SEC tournament. They don't have an easy one to finish the year with down at Florida.
Yeah, we just got a text from Swamp already with the smack talk.
Oh, my goodness.
He swole up this morning. You can bet on that as last night. And, of course, we'll have that game for you. 5 o'clock tip Saturday. Rebels Gators from Gainesville, 4:30 is our airtime. Also last night, Tide goes down again. The Tide were swamped in T-Town last night.
Oh, look at that.
Florida 99. Alabama 94. Condon led the way with 27 and 10 rebounds. Gators now are inching closer to a one seed. That was kind of a one seed kind of game, wasn't it?
Totally.
And once again, we've talked about it on the show before. You've almost got to score 100 to beat Bama.
Sure do. You're in a track.
99. Yeah. You're not going to beat them by
68 to 67.
No, you're not going to do
67,
that. 67.
No. And the thing with the SEC tournament, interesting, is there will be teams sort of in kind of a one seed bubble.
You're playing for seeding line, sure,
and even a one seed. And then, you know, we look at Auburn, who lost night before last to A&M, and we look at an Alabama and a Tennessee, for that matter, top 5 in the country, right? How are they going to approach the SEC? Because Rick Barnes said it after the game last night: "My guys are worn out."
Yeah.
Ole Miss wanted this more than we did. And how many times have we said basketball games, nitty-gritty, it's about effort?
Right.
They didn't have the juice last night, the orange.
If last night bumped Tennessee from a 1 to a 2, you're not going to probably fall any further for going 1 and out on Thursday or Friday in the SEC tournament.
Nope.
So
it would benefit you. Possibly to lose and go home and rest.
Well, that's what Alabama did last year. They lost their first game at the SEC tournament, and they end up at the Final Four.
You see that in baseball all the time where, you know, coaches, you know, they're not minding going out on Tuesday because now you're resting the starters for 5 days before you got to play a regional. I don't think Tennessee. And I don't think Tennessee will fall any further.
And shouldn't penalize them.
There are those like the Oklahoma Sooners who are just trying to play their way in the tournament, yeah. And the SEC tournament could boost that greatly. They won last night over number 15 Missouri. It was a bad night for Missouri, men's and women's, last night.
Yeah,
Oklahoma 96, Missouri 84. This kid, Jeremiah Fears. I didn't watch a lot of Oklahoma, if you've seen it, mm-hmm. Jeremiah Fears, freshman. Gentlemen, yeah.
Real deal.
31 last night. He may be a one and doneer.
He could be. Very impressive. That was a solid win for the Sooners. Can I go back just a moment to that? As you mentioned, the Tide getting swamped in T-Town. Of course, we know going in that was a top 10 tussle in Tuscaloosa.
It was a top 10 tussle in Tuscaloosa.
But I'm getting ready.
But it was not on Tuesday.
But I'm so excited to say this. I've never said this before. This alliteration.
Oh, good.
It was a top 10 takedown in Tuscaloosa.
There you go. Woo! Good job.
Top 10 takedown alliteration.
How about
the president? Yes. Okay. You know I'm sorry. I was so excited.
That was good, Cheddar.
That was very good.
I like Florida for this reason. They can score.
Yes, they can.
They're very good defensively.
Ah. They're so athletic. Golly, they're athletic.
I think they were plus 15 in the rebounds last night in this game.
Yeah.
Against Alabama.
With that length.
Yikes. Yep. I'm scared of Florida in this tournament. They can make a deep run.
They can.
They're going to be one of those teams, right?
I think so.
All right. Well, let's go over SEC women from yesterday. Very exciting day and day one of the tournament in Greenville, South Carolina. And Mississippi State did something yesterday I don't think any of us have ever seen.
I know I haven't. And I'm getting up there in years. They're getting beat by 14.
Not in conference play, I've never seen.
Yeah. Right. Maybe in a non-conference.
We came close in Oxford this year against the women against Mississippi Valley. I think they scored.
Yeah.
Bulldogs win the game
44-2 or something like that.
They win by 20, 75-55. But it was that second half spurt. We love a spurt.
I think this is more than a spurt.
This may be the mother of all spurts.
Yes, the mother spurt. And Missouri, actually, everybody talked about the run for State, but Missouri actually jumped on State at the beginning of the second half to extend that lead to 14 with about 8.5 minutes left in the third, and they didn't score forever, and Mississippi State scored 31 straight. 31 straight.
Jerkala, 21 to the Dogs.
That's quite the crooked number.
Destiny McFall had a career-high 19.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Rebs versus Dogs at 6 o'clock tonight in Greenville. Ole Miss is the 7 seed. The winner of that one, lucky you.
Yeah.
You get to play.
Yeah, since they lost the coin flip.
Texas tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, it's sort of like two evils with Texas and South Carolina.
That's true.
If you keep winning, you're going to probably run into them.
No question.
Also, last night. Or yesterday, 9-seed Tennessee, absolutely annihilating A&M.
Yeah.
77-37. The winner will get 8-seed Vandy today. And a little bit closer game between the 12 and 13s, Will.
What you expect. That should be the most even matched game with a 12 versus 13. It was Georgia knocking off Arkansas by 5, 79-74. So they'll take on Oklahoma, the 5-seed.
All right, full lineup starting in a little while at 10 this morning. Tennessee, Vandy, Georgia, Oklahoma in the other morning session. And then it's Mississippi State and Ole Miss at 5, followed by Florida, who won over Auburn last night. And they'll take on Alabama at 7:30.
Yeah, it's just
Floribama at 7:30.
Floribama.
Look at that. There you go. That's nice.
All right, the baseball thing is we lit a match. We poured the gas.
And now it's on.
And now it's right.
So we're going to sit back and let you read.
Flaming up. No, just got a few.
Okay.
All right.
I was expecting
that. All right. How about the Mad Hungarian?
That's Al Hrabowski. Yeah. Al Hrabowski, number 39, the left-handed reliever. He would bow down right before at the back of the mound and slam that ball into the mitt and turn around and march to the rubber.
I can't believe we didn't do this one. The Bird.
Mark Fidrich.
Yeah, and he did it a bunch of times.
Another crazy pitcher.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't even a lefty. He was a right-hander.
To the ball. And...
Yes.
Oh, I believe the bird was a loon.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. There you go.
But, yeah, those guys were nuts.
Yes.
Oil can boy.
Oil can.
Dennis Oil Can Boy from Meridian, Mississippi. Yeah.
Catfish. Yep. Did we say catfish?
No, we haven't. Catfish Hunter. Yeah. Yankees, A's.
You guys are on a roll.
I mean, come on. The Babe.
Oh, that would be for... That's for Craig.
He had many nicknames.
Well, yeah.
Well, his name was George Herman Ruth.
Yeah, exactly. The Babe.
But they call him a Babe.
Yeah.
Because he looked like a big, fat baby. He was also known as the Sultan of SWAT.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the King of Clout.
The King of Clout. There you go.
Are you really great if you don't have a nickname in baseball? It's one of those things, right?
Did we do that one?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if we did that one.
Louie says hello today. My nickname on the golf course is Unplayable Lie Louie.
I would be in the woods.
Here's a tandem nickname, the Bash Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco. Yeah.
Okay.
Goose Gossage.
Goose.
Rich Goose Gossage. Yeah. Boy, he was tough.
Yeah.
Start off with the White Sox, I think, and then before going to the Yankees.
Ah, I got one for you.
What do you got?
Can you guys identify the mad scientist?
Oh, yeah. It's a pitcher, Maddox.
Yeah.
Greg Maddox.
There it is.
Oh.
Yeah. Right? Wow. Look at Belt.
You never heard that one?
I have. I've not heard that one.
There was a two-day binge in like 2019. I watched every YouTube video on Greg Maddox because it's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
He was a surgeon.
Unhittable.
I went down a rabbit hole with that one.
Yeah.
Griffey Jr., the kid.
Oh, yeah.
The kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Stan the Man Musial.
Ryan. Stan the Man. Yeah. Ryan Express. Keep them coming. I told you.
Yeah.
Oh, how do we forget this one? Yogi.
Yogi.
Yogi Berra.
Yes.
Almost. Hey, Yogi. Almost such a, right? Like some of these, you think, I thought that was his real name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody names any baby Yogi. All right.
I mean, Tiger's a nickname, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, but that's not.
What is his real name?
Baseball. That's another.
Eldrick. Eldrick Taunt.
There you go.
Eldrick Taunt Woods.
So Don Mossy was called Ears because he had giant ears.
Don Mossy. I don't know that. I know Don Money used to play.
The one I always think of just baseball is like Shoeless.
Yeah. Shoeless Joe.
Yeah. Even back then.
Yeah.
There's a guy apparently played named Mordecai Brown.
Yep.
Who was called Three Finger because he lost two fingers in a farm machinery accident.
That's a little. How about the Yankee Clipper?
Lou Gehrig.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
The captain.
Brooks Robinson was...
No, Lou Gehrig was the Iron Horse.
I know, but...
Who's the...
DiMaggio.
Oh, DiMaggio. That's right.
All right. Yeah, boy, this
Brooks
is,
Robinson
This
was.
Is riveting.
The human vacuum.
Since we could go
riveting
on
radio.
On.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's
riveting
a good one.
Radio.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk a big day in baseball yesterday for both Mississippi State and Ole Miss getting wins. We got some ICC baseball news for you and basketball as the Region 23 is underway today. And we got some football news for former Rebs and Dogs and so forth. So when we return with Drew, David, and Will in the studio.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit!
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552, Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
It's Mark Ewan with Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Mark, baseball is here.
One of my favorite times of the year. And our team at Farm Bureau want to wish our Lee County Diamond and Lady Diamond teams the very best this season. We're in the baseball capital of the nation. Go Rebels, go Bulldogs, and go Golden Eagles. We know that great teams have consistency, attention to details, and a passion for the game. We have five tools at every position.
The home team.
Give us a call at 662-842-7034, and let's have the best season ever from our team at Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Go with the home team.
Your golf game just went to another level. Introducing Backswings Golf and Grill, the indoor golf experience you'll love from the first swing. Play the world's most famous courses and enjoy delicious appetizers and entrees. And, of course, your favorite beverage, all in a family-friendly environment with four bays that feature state-of-the-art TrackMan technology. Go to backswingsgolfandgrill.com to book your bay. Just pass Ashley Furniture at 1014 Commonwealth Boulevard in Tupelo, where great golf and amazing food unite. Backswings Golf and Grill.
What are you people?
Who are you?
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
Thank you for joining us on this Thursday, Friday, Junior edition of Mississippi Sports Today, presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola. And thank you for all the love on our Elite Realty text line. All you got to do is open a can, fellas.
Yeah.
Chum in the water.
Big unit.
Randy.
Don't forget John Reggie, Song. Mr. October Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah, we mentioned that during the break. That's all we did during the break.
I know. I was just going to say, I wonder if the banter that we had
going. Did we do Satchel Paige?
No, we did not.
What about Will Kohlmeyer?
That's Cheddar.
Cheddar.
He's got like the real.
What about Satchel Paige? I haven't heard a nickname on Satchel Paige.
He was Leroy.
Okay.
I did not know that.
Wait, really?
I did not know that. All right, learn something.
His job came from carrying people's satchels at a train station.
Oh, his real name was Leroy.
Oh. Yeah,
his real name was Leroy.
Satchel was his
Satchel was his satchel. Oh, satchel was his real name?
Yeah, I thought Leroy's weird nickname. But okay, it was a different time.
Ozzy Smith. We didn't do Ozzy Smith either.
We did. Wizard.
The did
wizard.
We do the Wizard?
Yeah, the Wizard.
All right. Baseball nicknames.
I know.
Oh, Craig, can show. I give you the
whole show? Yeah.
Something that's never happened in baseball. Yesterday, the Detroit Tigers scored 6 runs on 3 straight swings.
So a grand slam, solo blast?
Yeah. Well, 3 straight pitches. Sorry.
Yeah.
3 straight pitches.
Saw that.
Grand slam, solo.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Never been done.
Were they playing?
I don't think so.
I forget.
That's what they,
were they playing the Phillies?
Yes, the Phillies.
It was on ESPN, I think.
Right, and I saw the clip of the Phillies manager being interviewed.
It was during...
While this happened.
Yeah.
No. Oh, my
Another
goodness.
Baseball first.
And he was so mad.
He didn't say a word.
No. He's just sitting there.
I believe I'd take the headset off after the second home run. Yeah. Something's going on here.
Yeah, that happened in a baseball interview in Oxford before.
Have you?
Really?
Hey, yeah.
It was the opposing team, and he just watched it go over the fence. I forget who. It may have been Schoenrock from Memphis.
Oh,
it was
okay.
A great interview.
Oh, yeah.
It would go on forever. And goes over the wall. He goes, well, that's not good.
I can hear the Rock say that,
Craig,
too.
Craig, huh? Sprinkle some Tigers this year. Sprinkle some Tigers.
Are you gonna make it?
Detroit Tigers.
They weren't horrible.
They're in a roll. Watch them.
Yeah. All right. Here's one, a throwback, and we're taking it up a notch with this one, guys. College level. Okay. Thunder and Lightning.
Yeah, little Will Clark, Rafael Palmeiro.
Oh, man, you just blew my mind with that one.
Yes, 1985, that magical run.
Mississippi State run rule, number 20, Southern Miss, 18-3.
That is
Can you believe
huge,
that? They couldn't even
win.
Score against Southern Miss down in Hattiesburg, and then they unload an 18 spot.
That's a huge win because Southern Miss is not a bad baseball team.
No, they're really good.
16 runs in a 3-inning span. Noah Sullivan had a day, 4-for-4. Nolan Stevens had a day, 3-for-4, right? 2 bombs and 3 batted in. Bulldogs had 20 hits on the day, including 5 home runs. Chase Hungate, first win of the season for the Bulldogs, 2 1/3, shutout work. And Jacob Pruitt, he came on in relief of Pruitt, who fanned a pair in two-thirds inning.
Kind of a pedestrian start by Pruitt, and he was a big get out of Indiana State. He was one of the top pitchers in that portal. I called a game that he pitched last year against Southern Miss. He was really good, but he hasn't done too well so far at Mississippi State. But keep an eye out for Jacob Pruitt.
Yeah, Southern Miss only managed 5 hits. Mississippi State will be hosting Queens College starting Friday. We have tickets.
The Royals?
Yes.
They are the Royals?
I think so.
Okay.
I literally thought
they're not from Queens, New York.
That's what I thought. That's what
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
I learned that. Last
we play. Ole Miss played them in women's basketball.
Yeah, I had that game. Yeah.
Charlotte, yeah. Known as the Queen City.
The Queen City. They're that's why they're playing off of nicknames.
They really are.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Home, totally.
Queen City.
Nice yeah.
place.
Yeah.
Home of.
The Charlotte Hornets.
Friend of the show.
Walls.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, the current home.
He's our Charlotte correspondent.
Yeah.
All right. Ole Miss walked off Murray yesterday in dramatic fashion. 7 and 10 innings. The guy, we said his name. Every time we talk Ole Miss baseball, what name do we say?
Federico
Suave.
What's interesting about this, though, is Braden Randall and Owen Pano,
right?
Who had three straight one-out hits. Randall and Pano were combined 0-7 before this happened.
Oh, wow.
So when I'm looking, and we're getting, you know, I'm watching stat broadcast and I see who's coming up, I was like, well, we're going to the 11th. This is not going to work. Yeah. And bam, those guys came through at the right time.
Federico is just, the guy is clutch city. Ole Miss is now 11-1, 10 in a row they've won. And that was Murray's first loss.
And Murray had an 8 RPI coming into the game.
That's remarkable.
I know preseason RPIs.
But still, Murray State out of the Missouri Valley.
And Murray State's got some players, man. Both of these wins yesterday by State and Ole Miss are good wins.
So Ole Miss, what were they picked in the SEC, like 12 or 13?
Yeah.
Are we thinking they're better than that?
I think we got to wait and see when we get the conference pitching. I don't know. You never know.
Yeah.
Ole Miss will host Jacksonville State this weekend. You know the times of those, David?
6:30 Friday, 1:30 Saturday, 1:30 Sunday. Yeah. Interesting little tidbit. Matt McLaughlin, who is one of our analysts, played at Jacksonville State, and he's calling all 3 games with Jake this weekend.
Jacksonville State, the Fighting
Gamecocks.
Yes.
I had them a couple weeks ago. A little La Tech.
Yeah,
men's
beautiful.
Basketball.
Will's got a busy weekend as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've got the Arkansas-Ole Miss top 25 tussle, that series.
Yeah.
I know we're going to talk softball a little bit later on. I don't want to jump on that.
6
early.
O'clock Friday.
Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock Saturday, 30. And then 1 o'clock on Sunday.
It's going to be a nice weekend, too.
I think so. They were talking some rain, but maybe.
I think it's overnight. I think we're going to be okay.
A little bit maybe Saturday morning, but I think we do have tickets for Ole Miss Jacksonville State baseball for the Friday and Saturday matchups. We'll be giving those away tomorrow in the program and at Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow.
Here
starting
we go.
At 11, okay? ICC baseball Indians split 2 games yesterday. Game 1, they won 8-2 over Holmes. Game 2, they fell to East Central 16-7. They're going to hold their strikeout cancer in Little Indians Day, Saturday the 15th, a week from this Saturday. And they'll have Jones in for a doubleheader. Region 23 tournament. I love JUCO tournaments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
good basketball.
A lot on the line.
It is. I don't know. It's just a feel to it. ICC men's, they're 24-5. They get a bye on the first day today, but they'll face the winner of Holmes and Delta, and they'll play that game Monday. ICC women also impressive this season, 22-5. They're a 2 seed, and they will face the winner of Gulf Coast and Holmes on Monday as well.
Yep. To keep it down the middle like we normally do on everything. Northeast men are having another terrific year, and keep an eye out for them as well.
And their softball team, too.
Yeah, so, softball team just keeps on winning.
It's going to be exciting. Now, speaking of softball, lay it on us, my friend.
Yeah.
The preview.
Yes. Looking forward to it this weekend. You've got number 10 Arkansas coming to town. We talked with their coach, Coach Dyfel, who has done – they were ranked one time before in the history of that program before she came on board, I believe 10 years ago. Since then, they've been ranked 133 weeks. It's just crazy what she's done with that program. So they're going to be coming to Oxford and taking on Jamie Traxel and the Rebels, who have won 13 in a row. And we talked about the struggle Ole Miss had yesterday with Murray State. Ole Miss has won 13 in a row on the softball side. Their toughest game so far was a 1-0 win last Saturday against Murray State.
Yeah.
And Aaliyah Binford of Ole Miss had to throw a no-hitter to win that one. So, yeah, just should be a fun series. The juices start flowing a little bit more once you get into conference play.
Indeed,
yeah,
they do.
It's the official – I think the Arkansas game is kind of the official opening of the new park, too.
Yes.
They're doing a big thing all weekend. So, yeah.
That'll be fun. Big one down in Starkville as well.
Indeed. Number 21, Mississippi State, also 18-3. They'll host number 20, Auburn, at Neuse Park, starting on Friday. All right.
So they're doing the Fridays. Okay, so they're Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Think so. We had a great day out at Tupelo National on Monday.
Yes.
Didn't we, Drew?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, unfortunately, we did.
Do I need to mediate here, or are we okay?
Yeah. Pros versus Joes. A lot on the line. Craig, a lot of money.
Craig, a lot of money.
Craig titled that. It was pretty good.
How did I lose that? I can't remember.
It was, I don't know, wind gust 30, and you guys were hitting it about 75 yards behind us.
Yeah, they were playing from the tips, folks. We gotta divulge everything.
No, the only tips we do are beef tips. Right?
And rice.
Yeah, beef tips and rice.
Yeah, we're hitting from the granny box.
Yeah.
The Joe team.
Well, not quite. Yeah. Not the gray, like the 70 and over.
Not the great-grandma box.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're hitting from the shorts. And we had a great day out there. They encourage you to get out, and next week's going to be a great weekend.
It's 75 all next week.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that.
Yeah, we're sort of on tour. Because we'll slide over to back swings when the weather's not permitting.
Oh, there you go.
And we'll hit some balls there and learn.
You can pretty much practice like you're on tour on those greens on Monday. I mean, they were like slick.
It was glass. They were like
trying to, you know.
Yes.
That was a fun day.
Always fun at Tupelo National, right?
Yeah, indeed. And we're going to be 60s. Doing some events out at that. Drew, I want to talk to you about their TrackMan system because of all the, the simulators out there, it seems at least with pros and guys like Alan I talked to, that TrackMan is the most accurate, the best one. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, that's 100% true. And he has – so Alan has a little different version. He has the one that goes – it's just strictly for indoors. And the one that we have is for indoor-outdoor. And the indoor one does a lot better job of catching, like, off-center hits, mm-hmm. heel hits, toe hits, that kind of thing, and the reaction of the bulge and roll of the face. But – So his is really, really good, and TrackMan itself, if you don't know anything about TrackMan, TrackMan was designed by Danish engineers and scientists to track missiles. So it's a missile tracking device. No other company has a missile tracking device that they're like, well, we're not in any wars. Let's do something else. Let's hit a golf ball. Ooh, yeah.
See if it'll track this shot.
So it's really, really accurate.
And so you're saying if you do have a TrackMan system, you can also track missiles.
Sure.
Yes.
As sort
sure.
of, right,
absolutely.
A bonus.
Wow.
If there are missiles coming towards Tupelo, I feel very safe that we're
yeah. Right.
Yeah. So other games, Craig, they seem more like video games, and TrackMan seems more like real life, and the numbers are so correct.
And you get a ton of data. A lot of it is Greek to the novice
sure.
and most amateurs.
Sure.
But we're going to have a date out at Backswings where you can hold a little clinic on what these numbers mean
yeah.
and how you can improve on.
Yeah,
I mean, spin rate, smash factor.
Smash.
Wow.
Good band name.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it means in golf. I assume you hit it good.
Smash factor is the efficiency rating of the ball coming off the club face. It's an efficiency
wow.
rating.
How about that? And this is going to be at back swings.
What's a good efficiency?
Yeah, good question. So 1.50 is pretty much what you want to see if you hit a really good drive. A tour pro is going to average about 1.47. So it's basically ball speed divided by club head speed. So if it's 1.5, it's pretty darn fast. Yesterday I had a player that hit a 1.52 with a 7 iron.
That's straight on it.
Yeah. So that's just basically they're trying to hit like a low punch hook.
Right.
Came off
low
really
punch
nice.
Hook.
Yeah. That
I don't
right
have
there,
another good band.
I don't
good,
have that.
That's Craig's favorite shot is a low punch hook.
Low punch
with hook. A little butter cut.
A little butter
when
cut
you,
at the end.
When you do this thing, Drew, at Backswings, what do you already have in mind what you're going to eat?
Smash burger, of course.
Well, 100%.
Oh, there given. You go.
Right.
Yeah.
Lots to choose from, though.
Smash Burger and the Okra.
Yeah, there you go.
The Okra.
That's another good band name.
Smash Burger and the Okra.
Hey, let's go.
Appearing
let's go.
Friday night.
Let's go with local baseball nicknames and a legend.
Okay.
Richie Harrelson.
The Bazooka from Iuka.
There you go.
Thank you.
Interesting note, Richie Harrelson's son is a manager for the Ole Miss basketball
team. That's Gage.
Yeah. How
Gage.
Cool is that?
Yeah.
You see,
I
that,
got
kid,
one.
You see that kid, you know he's Richie Harrelson's.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. I got one. It just came to me. The Big Cat. Galarraga.
Andres
Galarraga. Now,
Andres Galarraga.
Tiger's also known as the Big Cat.
What was Manny Ramirez? Did he have one? Or was it just like Manny being Manny? Didn't Manny have one?
I'm going to look it up.
All right. Research department at hard at work. Arnold Palmer begins today at Bay Hill. They're already off, and there's $20 million up for grabs. They're pretty serious about this tournament. Next week, the players, $25 million purse. And then we have 34 days. Gentlemen, the countdown is on to Augusta.
Yeah.
34 just, until Augusta. Okay.
A tradition like no other.
Augusta was, the Masters was so special to me growing up because that signified golf starting for the year.
Yes.
That was like, and I know Cheddar's the same way, like that was like, okay, now we can get outside and actually
yes.
enjoy green grass.
Well, we didn't have green grass yet in Wisconsin.
Close.
It was getting close. Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that.
You got
that.
A couple of big poppies, but that wasn't Manny Ramirez.
Manny Ramirez, I looked it up, and it's just like Manny being Manny.
Manny, okay.
That's what his nickname was.
All right, let's go to the NFL. There's some off-season news yesterday out of a couple of former Rebels and Dogs. We'll start with DK Metcalf. He announced that he wants out of Seattle. Who doesn't? Come to think of it. Everyone in Seattle wants out. Metcalf's a two-time Pro Bowl selection who made his trade requests after a series of conversations. Says, get this, they all say this, I prefer to be on a contender.
I want to go to a winning team.
Funny.
You wonder how much of this is backroom stuff, though, that, you know, the deals have already been made and you just kind of got to put it out there.
Yeah, they're going to do their best to try to get. They were a little upset that he announced that on the same day they announced the retirement of their other guy. But at any rate, look at DK and his penalties.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a temper. 38.
Most of these are after whistle.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I was wondering how many are after whistle, how many are holding, and how many.
Not too many holding.
He's got 10 more in the last 5 years than any other receiver. 38 total.
That's
penalties.
A lot of penalties for a wide receiver.
I'll take him in Detroit.
And they're all.
I'll take him in Green Bay.
They're all unnecessary.
Yeah.
Right? All right. In other NFL news yesterday, the Cowboys have decided to rework the Dak contract. Remember, he was the highest paid player in the history of the world or whatever when he signed a big deal. Now they've restructured that to open some cap space.
This is all voodoo. This is just moving the numbers around.
Correct.
I mean, exactly.
He's not going to make 100%. He's not going to make a penny less.
No. They're getting $36.6 million in cap space.
It may change how some stuff is
so
taxed.
Here's what probably happened. His agent said, hey, Dak, they want to rework us here. And in order to do that, they're going to have to cut you a check for $45 million in change. That's your signing bonus now. So that'll reduce that's not salary. That reduces the cap figure down to $53 million. So I wonder how he took that news.
Gee, $45 million now?
Of course, Uncle Sam's going to take its share, but you're still going to have a ton.
It's kind of like winning the lottery. Do you take the annuity or do you take the lump sum? You take the lump sum and give it to your investment
guy. He got a lump.
He got a major lump.
Yeah.
Give it to your investment guy.
He needs a playoff win.
That's what I'm saying. It's a nice gesture, and it's like, but, I mean, don't you think eventually they got to start making a run in the postseason? He's making a lot of money for some cranking out some good stats.
And now under a new head coach. Okay.
And a new head coach. We'll keep an eye out for that as well.
Let's see, who said that? Mr. West pointed out that he would smash us in golf. Thank you.
Okay.
He would smash me.
I don't doubt you, man. And he also said that DK would be great in Philly. I bet.
Oh, my goodness. Man. Can you imagine Metcalf on one side, AJ on the other?
Let's just go. Teammates.
And then you got Devontae Smith.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Ouch. They would be impossible to guard. That would be.
Wow.
Boy, Hurts, you talking about some numbers that Dak Prescott cranked out.
Hurts just throws it up in the air and.
Let's play jump ball.
Yeah, let's just play jump ball. Everybody go. Everybody. Every play is just everybody go out.
We're going to. Yesterday was a big announcement from Buffalo Wild Wings. They introduced their three new sandwich choices.
And yesterday, Shane Sanford and Rodney Gray and I dined at Buffalo Wild Wings, and he had the Shane had the cheesesteak.
Okay.
Ooh. Wow.
Rave reviews.
Wow.
We've yet to experience.
We're
going to
be experiencing about 24 hours.
Yeah. It's three things.
I did the Asian Zing wings, and then Shane's cheesesteak came out. And went, I made the wrong choice.
I hate it when that happens.
Immediate regret.
Or they'll bring a tray by your table to someone else.
Oh,
and I go, dang it.
Oh,
why didn't I get that?
The picture alone makes you want to eat the menu.
Three of my cheddar. Three of our favorite words, sir. Beer, cheese, and steak.
Yes.
Beer, cheese, steak. They also have the chicken beer cheese steak.
Yeah.
No, right?
Yeah.
And they had
and there's
the
a third.
The Parmesan. Chicken the Parmesan. Parm.
Yeah, which you
the
actually
chicken
created
parm really good
before
too.
Buffalo Wild Wings did.
Yeah, invented it.
Yeah,
chicken
you did.
Parm sandwich
yeah.
there, right?
Should be some kind of royalty
Not kidding.
Involved. No.
Not kidding. I asked very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
The staff said, I want chicken. I want the chicken breast, I want mozzarella, and I want the sauce for the mozzarella, and I want it now.
Well, yeah.
And they said.
And they brought it out.
And they said, yeah, you got it, Craig.
Brought it out.
The Craig Horton
there
factor.
There we go. That was weeks ago. All right, join us out there, 11 o'clock. It's tournament time, my friends. So we'll be out there with tickets to upcoming baseball games.
Mm.
And we'll have those three new sandwich items and a lot of other cool giveaways from Mitchell Distributing tomorrow. Big day. We'll be out of B-dubs.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, join us out there. It's time now. Hop it to the time machine, my friends, and head back to this date. March 6th, the year was.
1923, MLB St. Louis Cardinals announced their players will wear numbers on their uniforms.
Wow.
It's a great idea.
It helps out the broadcast.
It helps it, right? You know how it'd be easy to identify these guys if we gave them all a number. Brilliant!
All right, 1945, George Neeson of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, receives a patent for the first modern trampoline.
Really? You guys ever try to put a trampoline together for your kids?
No. I've heard horror stories.
Don't even try.
The laws of physics.
That's one of the hardest
things. The laws
things.
Of physics are real.
And this was years ago when my kids were small. But, I mean, it was a long process of putting up. I don't recommend it. Next.
1972, Jack Nicklaus passes Arnold Palmer as golf's all-time money winner.
Now, in 72, that wasn't a ton of money.
$43,000.
Yeah,
there you go.
He's eclipsed 100K.
Yeah.
One more.
Future 1985 future world heavyweight champion Mike Tyson KOs Hector Mercedes at minute 47 in round one of four in Albany. Is it Albany?
Albany.
Albany. Albany.
Mm-hmm. Like New
I
York.
I think it's the capital.
His first professional
capital.
Fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what if that is Albany?
Albany.
Albany.
Albany. Mm-hmm.
Not Albany.
No.
Albany.
You're in the South now.
Albany.
It's Albany.
Albany.
Like New Albany.
Oh,
Albany.
Drew.
New Albany.
You
where all the
me.
Cool people are from.
Dak is no good. Dak is overpaid. Terrible. One of that's Mr. West. Say hello. Hearing that. He just had to get it out.
And he's venting this morning.
He's hating on some Dak.
Hating on our golf game, too, apparently.
Hearing one of our listeners said that the Giants and Cowboys are big on Jackson Dart. A lot of teams going to be big on Jackson Dart. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he's had a good preseason.
His combine has upped his draft stock substantially.
That draft, by the way, is coming up in about 7 weeks in Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
I think he's going to move up into the first round. I really do.
Now, a lot of people are saying he's the third quarterback should come off the board. And it's, yeah. I mean, you talk about nailing a job interview.
Yeah.
The pro day and the combine, and you he's know awesome. He's impressive. Because we've actually, you know, for brief periods of time, been around him and seen him, you know, mature.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not the same guy that showed up from
I'll take him.
Exactly.
Southern Cal. I'll take him over Shador.
He's got that leadership potential.
Mm-hmm. I mean, mature over Shador.
Shador is an amazing talent, but
you got some other, would you call them issues?
Yes.
But I think Cam Ward's going to be the top pick.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that
seems to be the,
see that.
Seems to be the thing.
Not a big guy, though.
Right now. Absolutely. All right. The only thing Mr. West would smash is a spelling bee.
That's not a bad thing to smash.
That's a cool thing. I mean, spelling bee. Yeah.
These listener rivalries. I love it.
We had a rivalry last night, Minnesota and the Golden Gophers. We beat Minnesota last night, Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the rivalry got renewed. And the rivalry get renewed tonight in Greenville with Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
You know, this time of year, and it was so important last night. And I don't know if there's a statistic. Maybe there should be. Quality stops. I'm not talking about unforced errors where the other team just turns it over. And you had nothing to do with the turn. I'm talking about quality stops, either forcing a miss, rebounding the basketball, or creating your own turnover. And this time of year, it's all about the stops.
Oh, you got to get
stops and spurts.
Stops and spurts.
But you got to stop a spurt.
Yeah.
You can't allow 30
spurt stoppers. You're a spurt stopper.
31 run to nothing run.
Yeah. I still can't believe that. And a 43-9, that's how you ended the game on a 43-9 run. That's how you win by 20.
You were getting some stops.
Yeah. Getting some stops.
And
yeah.
It's going to be so big.
Forcing those turnovers.
And that's not easy, especially we're talking about like against the Tennessee offense.
Next week, the SEC men's basketball tournament may be one of the best weeks of the calendar year, gentlemen.
Yeah, I think so.
You get the early games, right? And you have these teams playing for so very, very few teams are going to be playing, you know, just to play out the season, obviously. There's a lot to play for outside the trophy, obviously.
And with the amount of talent, I mean, I think we talked about it last month, is that it's going to be, I mean, arguably just as good as the NCAA tournament with the matchups and all.
Might be harder to win.
Yeah, harder to win. Yeah, that's right. True. Absolutely.
And I'm just curious as to which team is going to have the most gas in the tank at the end of this marathon season where you played so many hard fought, such a physical league.
Yes, physical. That's so true.
So many injuries and so many, you know, issues with players that have just worn out.
I think it sets up well for Auburn. They're just so deep and so talented.
But does Auburn want to play the whole week?
Well, I'm not talking about.
They're a lot.
I'm talking
about
the SEC. I thought you were talking about through April.
No,
I'm saying
you're talking about the big dance.
I'm talking. I thought you. I'm sorry.
Big dance. No.
So you know, I'd like to throw a little note in on Friday about Ole Miss men's golf. Friday, Michael Osasso stepped on a sea urchin, had 42 spines surgically removed from his heel.
Ow.
Then he played three rounds at the Cabo Collegiate and finished 13th.
Gosh.
I'd have been in bed.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
42
inches. Spines removed.
That does not sound pleasant.
Wow.
And he still finished 13th, DD.
What? How do you? That's a mindset right there, right?
Michael Osasso.
I got one more.
Okay.
And I'm going to spike the ball, drop the mic at the end of this one. My favorite baseball nickname that you may not have heard.
Okay.
All right. The DC Strangler.
What?
DC Strangler.
I think I watched that on Netflix.
Applebine?
I think I watched that on Netflix.
Applebine when he tried to choke Bryce Harper.
Oh. And Jason, former Diamond Dog.
Jason Wirtz called him the DC Strangler.
No. Oh,
good
and
job.
And on that note, we'll see you tomorrow.
Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mid-Delta Auction is holding two March auctions, a spring equipment auction Thursday, March the 20th in Greenwood, plus a retirement auction at Ewing Farm in Anguilla on Thursday, March the 13th. Visit mdauction.com for details on both. That's mdauction.com. We'll see you there.